Welcome to the High School Life Podcast. My name is Carter Chase.
And my name is Lewis Smith.
And together we bring you a different perspective on life. It has been a hot minute since we have posted anything.
So long. It's been like 3 weeks probably.
I've been on vacation. Lewis has been on vacation. We both had work.
Our schedules are like opposite. So we have school. Yeah. And then after school gets done at 2. I have tennis straight after 2:05. And then Carter has water polo after that. And we both have work on top of that. So sorry for not getting to you guys. But now tennis is over and water polo is almost over.
I have state, not next week, but the week after. Then I'm done.
And then Carter and I are working the same jobs at the same places.
Yep.
So we actually will probably get some fun stories from that.
Yeah. When
we
work hopefully. Together. I mean,
I've had some very funny ones. But
we could talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I could share a couple of those. Should I share a couple of those after the quote?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Since if you're new here, we start out with an inspirational quote every day for the most part. Sometimes we forget. But today's quote is "Die with memories, not dreams."
Yeah. And I think that's just a good quote to be like, go out and
get yourself out there.
Experience the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, okay. I'll share a couple of.
Yeah. Let's talk about work.
Carter and I work at the golf course, local golf course. We clean off the carts after people have used them. We park the carts. We drive
the
carts.
Range balls.
We pick up the range balls in the machine. The
funnest thing ever.
And people hit us with golf balls while we're going by. Kind of scary, kind of fun. It's a very tiring job, actually.
It is. It's like hard work.
Physically tiring, yeah.
A lot of picking up and dumping and picking up and dumping and picking up and dumping more.
All over again for about 6 to 4 hours a day. And then
6 to 4? What? 4 to 6, you mean?
4 to 6, 6 to 4. I don't know. My brain's
6 to 4. I'm so tired. I'm running off a freaking.
It's earlier in the morning. I have jet lag, and Carter was up very late last night.
I probably went to bed at 1. Woke up at 8.
But I mean, all of our episodes get better when we're tired. So,
I guess we'll never know. Okay, let's continue.
Continue. So I was there the other day, right? And we live in a valley in Utah. So the weather, actually, my dad, side story, my dad had this professor in college that lived in Utah State. And he said, he was like an Asian guy. And he was like, the weather in Cache Valley is like the woman's might. Because like, he's like forever changing. Because like,
I'm hot and I'm cold, yes and no.
that's what reminds me of.
It's like 1 second it'll be sunny, and then like 5 seconds later it'll be like thunder.
Like literally yesterday.
84 degrees, I pull up to work. I roll down the windows a little bit so my car's not an oven. An hour later, it starts raining.
Literally in the span of an hour.
Yeah, it starts raining
even,
and there's
maybe
thunder.
Maybe even less, yeah.
And then I forgot about it, so I keep doing my work. I get back 4 hours later and there's like a bunch of water on the seats and on the like where the window roller uppers are.
Oh yeah.
And I just wiped it off with my jacket, but it was scary. But we're gonna have some fun stories from the golf course. Like people
Karen's.
One person yesterday came in and he's like, "Hey, have you guys found a vape?" I'm like, "No." And then he went around looking down all of our carts downstairs looking for his vape. It's kind of scary.
Did you throw it away?
No. I wasn't working carts that day. I was working at the range.
Oh, yeah. That was right. He switched me.
Yeah.
Had my date.
Yep.
It's a party.
Let's talk about why we were gone so long.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about your trip.
I'll go first since mine was prior to this. Okay. So a couple weeks ago, spring break. Oh, it's like almost been a month now.
That's crazy.
We haven't recorded in so long. So I went to Florida. We went to SeaWorld and their parks. Like, SeaWorld is kind of like Disney World. It's got, like, 3 different parks. Yeah. There's, like, well,
it's like a,
probably more than 3. I don't know.
An ocean-themed Disney World.
Yeah, yeah.
Disneyland.
So they've got this theme park, SeaWorld, and then this water park called Aquatica, and then this like nature kind of park. It's still got pools and stuff. It's called Discovery Cove. It's pretty cool. lots of interesting people in Florida, right? You've all seen the Florida guy memes. And probably witnessed that firsthand. Lots of weird things going on in Florida. Like, literally, we got cut off so many times driving. They are awful drivers. Like, if you think Utah drivers are bad because they're slow, false. Florida drivers are bad because they're freaking speedy. Like, literally. I mean, there's a lot of nice cars. Like, I've seen a Supra, lots of JDM type stuff, and nice Ferrari things. And they're just speed. They're literally weaving through people. I don't even know. And then when traffic hits, it's even worse. Because it's slowed down and they all want to go fast, but they can't. So, what do you do?
It doesn't add up.
Yeah. When we went to the water park, there were these four slides, and they were huge. They're the drop-down slides that you sit.
Those are scary.
You stand in the thing, and then it comes up from under you. Mm-hmm. I honestly had no idea how it worked until I went in it. Like, the speed of that thing, the trapdoor flipping out, is so fast.
That's a good point, because you don't want to land on it.
Yeah.
Or get squeezed
in between. Yeah, it, like, confused me so much.
I've never been on one of those. They look fun, though.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
And I freaking, you go so fast.
Yeah.
Like, faster than Florida drivers. Not even kidding. But yeah, so they don't allow shoes or, like, I don't even know. And if you came up to the top with shoes, you couldn't, like, hold them like what other slides would let you do. So there are these some people that threw their shoes off the thing.
Oh, boy.
And this is like, what, 100, maybe 150, 200 yards high?
Sheesh.
They go get him later. But yeah, freaking crazy. And then SeaWorld was crowded. Like, Florida is, I thought Utah was really COVID, like, loose.
Yeah,
not much restrictions. Because it's a Republican state, right?
Yeah, and yeah, and the pop, and another thing is the population. It's a lot smaller than a lot
of states. We waited for an hour and a half just to get into SeaWorld.
Oh boy.
They weren't limiting people. They were only limiting masks when you were going in. And didn't really do that. I mean, I don't really mind, but
yeah.
So I'm like used to Utah being so loose because we haven't had COVID numbers. Like, especially northern Utah, there hasn't been many high COVID numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, an hour and a half just to get in.
That's crazy.
The line was insanely long. And then all we did really was, I think I went on 3 roller coasters and watched 2 shows and that was it.
Oh boy.
Or maybe 1. No, it was 2. It was 2. But yeah.
Interesting.
Because the lines were so long.
That's crazy.
And then we went to the beach one day. And yeah, they were crazy. It was weird. But yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I'm working on a video.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did you actually record that there?
Oh, a ton.
A ton?
A ton.
Nice.
Brought my handy dandy gimbal.
Gimbal. Those are pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, they're...
I want one. If I had an extra phone.
Oops. Yeah, they're nice. So the first time I saw one, I had no idea. It was like mind blowing because I didn't know how it worked. And I'm like,
what is this?
How is it floating? And I had no idea they had motors in them.
Oh, but yeah.
It's insane.
Crazy.
Yep. That's pretty much all I did in Florida.
Yeah, so Carter left and then he got back and then we talked and then I left the next day pretty much. And I went to Hawaii with my family and it was fun. But, I wanted to talk about one thing in particular that stood out to me compared to... I mean, okay, here's the thing. I've been to quite a few states and, like, other countries of the world. And other
countries?
Yeah. I've been to Mexico twice and Costa Rica once. But foreign countries, or let's see, I should say, at the time, Costa Rica was a third world country. I mean, I guess it still is, but... People are nicer, I feel like, when it's like a chiller environment, if you know what I mean. So, like less like busy and like, so I always thought Utahns were pretty nice. And then you'd go to California and you're like, whoa. And you go to New York and you're like, sheesh, get some sleep or something. But then
I need my coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me my coffee.
And then I went to Hawaii for the first time and people were so nice, okay? If you're a driver, you know what I'm talking about, okay? You have a stop sign. They have, so it's a, it's two-way. Like, this, yes, it's a two-way stop.
Two-way stop.
So it's like, the people going straight that don't have to stop or anything, they don't have to stop if you start inching out, you could hit them and it'd be their fault. They don't have to stop at all. You're sitting there waiting for a chance to turn or go straight or whatever. They stop, give you the shaka, which is like the hang loose
thing,
and then they let you drive. And then you say, like, thanks, man. And they're like, mahalo, mahalo. And I'm just like, why are people so nice? So I thought about that while we were going. And then I realized everyone's nice. And I realized the weather's good. And I'm like, it all adds up. When the weather's good, the people are nice. When more people are nice, everyone's nice. And so that's one thing that I wanted to point out with us when we're going through life is we need to find, not necessarily the weather, but find an environment for ourselves that makes us happy, which makes other people's happy. It just makes a chain. And
yeah,
so that's just the biggest thing I want to point out. But yeah, should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break and then we'll come back
with the good old days.
With the good old days. So we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Okay, so we were just talking during the break and I don't know how we came. How did we even?
You just said it out of the blue.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this isn't our good old days, but it was just a funny story that we had that we remembered. So, for high school, for freshman year, we had this freshman orientation where it was only the freshmen that showed up.
So it was like first day of school, but just the freshmen.
And we had tours of the school and showed where we were and stuff. It was basically a school day, but without any other people. But well, we did have class.
Yeah, but they're like 10 minutes, right? To know like your teacher and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and then after that, we went into the I think we showed up first. We went to the auditorium. Mm-hmm. And they talked about what we were going to do and stuff. Me and Lewis are sitting next to each other.
Like an hour or two has gone by.
Oh,
it was like a whole day thing. I remember, like, walking around talking.
I thought it was the first one. I thought the very first part was the auditorium.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know. But I just remember, not knowing for a while.
We're sitting there. One of us looked down, and we're like, hey, we're wearing the same pants. We both have ripped jeans, right? Light colored.
Mm-hmm.
The holes are in the exact same spot.
Exact same. Like, exact same shape. One.
We could just switch. Nobody would notice.
Yeah, no one would know. It was
I still
so
wear those
funny.
Pants, actually.
You can still fit those?
Yeah.
I actually don't know
where I usually get bigger size in pants.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
It was so funny. We're just sitting there, and we're having the same pants, and we're going around the whole day, and I'm like, the holes, they're identical. I thought holes with jeans,
jeans with holes.
Jeans with holes. They were kind of like random holes or whatever. But yeah, these were identical to the eighth of an inch thick.
Yeah,
they're identical. It was so funny.
I used to think that they were hand cut, with same. Scissors or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Okay. All right. The story.
Now let's go to our real story. This is a good one.
What year was this?
2000. Hold on. Because you know the picture I sent to the thing.
Yeah.
The scout camp before was 2017. So yeah.
Oh yeah. 2018. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
We're at scout camp.
We're at this place in Idaho, I think. Up the canyon. It's like they've got this cabin and then this big yard and like fireplace. And then there's this river by. It's Cub River, if you know where that is.
There's a big river. There's a really big river, really strong. And then there's kind of like this island part in like 10 yards out from shore. And then it makes a tiny little stream that comes by the camp. And then enters back into the river. So it kind of just, like, separates and enjoins again.
It was pretty deep. Pretty deep. Like, probably three or 4 feet.
The river part? Or, like,
the stream.
Because remember we dammed it up?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Carter's so it was forgetting.
Quite. But
it was like probably like a foot deep, probably.
Mm, it was more than that. It was probably at least 2 feet.
At least two feet. And we're like,
it had a it was a little bit of a drop.
Yeah, yeah. And then we decide, hey, let's dance. Like, just the stuff that we decided to do back then was so funny. So we're like, let's dam it up. So we get rocks and twigs and everything we can grab. We're like so muddy. We're just like making this dam. It gets to like 4 feet. It gets to like 4 feet deep. Or, yeah, probably four. No deeper than four. So we like make this thing. And then that same year, probably one of my favorite movies came
out. February 16th, 2018. I just looked it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we have this friend. His name's Max. He used to live near us. He just moved.
Moved, sadly.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
And
he's my favorite.
He's so cool. He is. His dad's Tongan, so he's like super cool, super big. He was whole time growing up. He was like a foot taller than all of us and weighed like 50 more pounds.
Yeah, he's huge. He's strong.
He's so not like fat strong. Yeah. I'm not fat heavy. Like he was like muscly heavy.
Girthy.
And I hadn't seen the movie at the time.
You did?
When
really?
This was going on. So we're at Scout Camp, and Max, all of a sudden, Max, you, and one other person.
It was Kyler.
Kyler. Started doing this thing where they would put their hands across their chest and be, Wakanda forever. And then stuff like that, and I was like, what the? And then Max, like the little leader of the gang, decided, hey, let's kind of do this like baptism thing. So we'd go in the 4 foot deep water. We'd put our hands over our
feet. Oh, it was cold, too. It was probably
so cold. Because it's all of the
60-degree water.
Yeah, all the streams and mostly rivers in northern Utah and southern...
are from snowmelt.
Are from, snowmelt. Snow runoff or whatever.
Runoff.
And so it's, like, super cold. And so we'd do it, like, take the breath out of you. We're like... like that, where it's, like, so cold. And then, so we'd dunk under with our hands across our chest. We'd come up. And Max would grab a handful of dirt and, like, do, like, face painting on us.
Like the, what is the guy from Lion King? Like the Lion King.
Yeah, like Simba. Like
Simba.
The guy that does it on Simba. Yeah, that type of thing. And then the word got around to us. Everyone's like, what? You can do this? And, like, we went over and everyone was, like, baptized.
And someone got covered in mud. It might have been me.
Could have been you, yeah. I don't know who it was.
I can't remember.
But it was so fun, just like...
14-year-old us. Wait, no.
We'd be
13.
13, yeah.
13.
13-year-old us. Those were the good
3 days. Years ago?
It actually doesn't seem that long ago.
That does. Did you know that... This is a complete side note, but did you know that the movie Wreck-It Ralph came out in 2012?
Really?
We were 7.
Oh, guess what I did yesterday? Okay. So at work, you can... listen to music because you don't talk to anyone. For most of the time, yeah. Doing cards, sometimes you'll talk to people. But, so yeah. I'm doing range. So I'm listening to music for like 5 hours. And I kind of got bored of my music. And I was like, oh, what should I listen to? So I'm scrolling on Browse. On Apple Music. And I come across Tens Pop.
Tens Pop?
Album, yeah.
Wait,
I started listening to it. And it had all of the songs from my childhood. Like, Imagine Dragons, like,
oh my
Radioactive.
When did Radioactive come out?
It was 2015, I'm pretty sure. So it wasn't the oldest one, but, like, it was just, like, so fun listening to them because, like, memories would spark in my head. And then I started, and then I made this playlist, actually. And it says, Good Old Days Reminder. And so I started adding these all, and now I have like a...
2012,
actually.
Oh my gosh, we were 7.
Yeah, so...
Oh my goodness.
So that type of stuff, like, totally just raised me in my childhood. Just those songs, just totally, just, like, and a couple, like, Coldplay songs, like, Counting Stars, like, and Yellow.
And then, Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. Centuries, that came on while I was
favorite
I was
working. Song.
And then I was just like, just memories were just popping in my head.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that kind of wraps up our story. That's kind of a weird ending. We kind of...
But yeah.
But yeah, did that running around with war paint.
Didn't someone get mad at us for doing that?
I don't know, probably.
Oh, I don't remember.
Probably. We got in trouble for so much stuff.
Oh, yeah. But that's more where that came from.
Die with memories and not dreams. That's just kind of the thing that we're going for in this part of the... This episode is all about die with memories, not dreams.
Yep. So go make some memories.
Yep. Get off the Xbox and go make some memories.
Or the PS4 if you're one of the
Or PS4. People. Or
PC.
Or PC.
Fortnite! Fortnite! So that wraps up our episode. Be sure to subscribe and...
Check out the YouTubes.
Check out the YouTube. I don't think anything's posted yet. Well, the Down Drake.
Carter has so much homework to do.
I know. There will be a couple bonus taste tests up there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and, oh yeah, guys. We need to tell you this. Because I don't think we ever told them. Like that we are bringing taste tests back, but just for...
YouTube. So that's going to be special. Because we figured out... Not really cool when you can't see the food item.
Yeah,
so.
Not entertaining hearing us be like, I like it. Let's try the next one.
This one's too tasty.
This one's crummy. Let's try the next one.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so be sure to check that out. There will be a link in the description. And always, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that'll all be on there. Follow me on TikTok, Charge Case. Also Twitter, Carter the Chase, I think. I'm not sure. There'll be a link in the description. And as always, goodbye and good night.